The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Week's Parashah is Parashas B'Shalach. In Parashas B'Shalach, there is the Kriyas Yamsuf, when Klal Yisrael was sent out of Mitzrayim, of Egypt. They came to the Red Sea, and there was the splitting of the sea, the great miracle of the splitting of the sea. And then there was the Shira, Oz Yoshir Moshe Uvenei Yisrael, as Ashira Azos. Moshe and the children of Israel sang the very, very famous song praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For the past number of years, when Parshas B'Shalach would fall during this month, during the term, I've been giving a shiur on the psukim, the sentences of Parshas B'Shalach, and I would like to continue that this evening. And what we'll dwell on this evening is the psukim Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tesvov. Anyone who's interested in the past shurim on the shira and the other psukim, they're in our tape library. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, Nochisa v'chazdecho amzugo alto, nehalto v'ozecho el navei kotshecho. You and your love have led the people that you have redeemed. You have guided them with might to your holy dwelling place. This is the Pasuk, Nochisa v'chazdecho amzugo alto, that they sang to Hashem, that you and your love have led the people that you have redeemed. And you have guided them in your might and in your strength to your holy dwelling place. In the splitting of the sea, three great things took place. Firstly, there was the destruction of the enemy, of the Egyptians. As we learn, it states, if we go back a few psukim in Chov Beis, in Chov Gimel, Vayirdufu Mitzrayim, Vayavo Achareim Kol Sus Parai, Rich Be Uforosh Vel Techayom, that the Egyptians pursued Yisrael, and all of the horses of Parai, and all of his chariots, and his captains, they all followed Israel into the sea. And it was when it came near to the morning and Hashem saw the camp of Egypt, he vayohom es machne mitzroim, he totally disorientated them. Vayosar es efen markeveso vayinahagehu bichvedus, and he took off, he removed all of the wheels of their chariots, and they became stuck in the mud. And they said, "Anusa mipnei Yisrael ki Hashem nilchom lehem b'mitzroy," and we are unable to do anything because the Almighty is fighting against us. And then Hashem told Moshe, "Netei ashot chalayom, stretch out your hand over the sea, vayoshuva amayim al Mitzrayim, and the waters will return on Egypt and on all of their chariots and their men." And Moshe did this, Vayoshava Yom Lifnais Bekele Sonai. And at the daybreak, the sea returned to its previous state, and Egypt came running. Egypt was so disorientated that they came running into the great waves that were falling. Vayanair Hashem es Mitzrayim es Hayom. And they became totally thrown around and mixed up in the sea. And the waters returned by Ahuso and Kaviyats and all of the men, all of the armies of Parai that were coming into the sea after them. Le nishar bohem ad echod. Not one remained. So the first great thing that happened was the destruction of the enemy. And this was through great miracles. Nisim Nesupela. A second great event was Atzolish Yisrael, that the salvation of Yisrael through Nes and Pela, through great miracles. Like it's written right following this. That the children of Israel went through the dry land in the sea. And the waters were a wall for Israel. Even though it totally flooded and drowned and destroyed Egypt, it was a wall for Israel to the right and to the left. So the second great event we had was the Yeshua, the great salvation of Israel. A third great event, and that was the purpose of all of this. What was the purpose of everything that was taking place? Well, this was the Gemar Yetzias Mitzrayim, the finale of the Exodus. Because until now, Parai and his men were a threat. They wanted to bring Israel back to Egypt. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Parshas Lech Lecho, Tesvov Posuk Teszayin, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Abraham, in the Brisa Bein Abisorim, and he told Abraham that your seed will be strangers in a land which is not theirs, and they will be enslaved and they will be afflicted for 400 years. This was all prophesied. Hashem said that I will judge the people. I will bring retribution against these people. And afterwards they will go out with great wealth. Now, and what will happen after that? And the fourth generation will return here to Eretz Israel. This was the purpose of the going out of Egypt, to bring them to Eretz Israel. And like it states, immediately afterwards, Bayemahu Koras Hashem as Avram Bris Lemor, Lezarachon Osat Yeso Oretz Azais. On that day, Hashem made a covenant with Avraham that this land I shall give to your seed. A little more explanation is given to us in Parshas Shemos when the Almighty came for the first time to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he appeared to him at the snare, the burning bush. He told Moshe, go to Egypt, go to Parai, and have him send out my people. So there, this is in Posuk in Shmeis Gimel, Posuk Yud Beis. Beitziachu esom mimitzrayim, tabdu nesolehim alahorazeh. That when you will take out this nation will be sent out. What will they do? They will serve me on this mountain. They will come to Har Sinai. They will come to receive the Torah. So here also is mentioned the purpose. Again in Parshas Va'eiro, Vov, Posuk Zayin, there the Almighty states, declares what we refer to as the Dalet L'Sheni Shel Geula, the four stages and expressions of redemption. L'chein emol ibnei Yisrael ani Hashem v'yitzeisi eschem mitach hasiv leis Mitzrayim, I will take you out from beneath the yoke of Egypt, v'yisalti eschem avedosom, and I will save you from the slavery, v'ga'alti eschem, and I shall redeem you. Now what will be after that? V'lakachti eschem li le'om, and I shall take you to myself for a nation, v'yisi lochem le'lokim, and I shall be for you a God. V'heveisi eschem alo'oretz asher nososi es yodi lo'seis eseh la'avrom Yitzchak v'Yaakov, and I will bring you to the land which I have sworn to give to Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. So the purpose of the Yitzir, of the Exodus, the purpose of the whole splitting of the sea was to elevate Klal Yisrael to come to the mountain to receive the Torah, and then to go and to enter into Eretz Yisrael, Biyaso Oretz. So this was the purpose. So these were the three great events that were taking place during the splitting of the sea. Firstly, and all through great miracles, firstly the destruction of Egypt, secondly the salvation, the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, and thirdly, this was the beginning of the fulfillment of the tachlis, of the purpose of all of this, where they will now be elevated to go to Har Sinai, receive the Torah, and be as Oretz, to come into Eretz Yisrael. Actually, this is described in the Psukim, right in our Sedra, because it states in Pasuk Lamed, Vayosha Hashem Bayemahu Es Yisrael Miyad Mitzroyim, that Hashem saved Israel that day from the hands of the Egyptians. So this was the Yeshua, the salvation. Vayar Yisrael Es Mitzrayim Es Al Sfas Hayom, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the shores of the sea. So this was the destruction of the enemy. And then, Vayar Yisrael Es Hayor Agdola Asher Osa Hashem BeMitzrayim, Israel saw the strong hand of Hashem in Egypt. Vayiru Hames Hashem, so they came to fear Hashem. Vayaminu Hashem of Meshavdoi, and they came to great levels of emuna, of faith and belief in Hashem and in Moshe, his servant. Now, the song that Moshe sang, the Maral brings, is based on these three points. Till now, the praises were on the destruction of the enemy. For example, the beginning psukim of the song was Sus Vereich Ve'erom Avayom. He took the chariot and he took the rider and cast him into the sea. Hashem Ish Milchoma, he is a man of war. Markev Eish Pare V'Chei Le'yor Avayom, he took all of the chariots of Pare and he threw them into the sea. Tehemish Yechashumu, the depths covered them up. Yordu v'mtzeles kimei oven, they fell down to the depths like a stone. Yemincha Hashem nedori bakeach, the right hand of Hashem is glorious in its strength. So till now, the song was concentrating. They were concentrating on praising Hashem on the first set of miracles. The hashmodos, the churban of the oyev, of the enemy, the destruction of Mitzrayim. Now, Moshe and the people start to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the second event and on the third, on what he did for Yisrael. So this is what is said, Nochise v'chazdoch amzuga alto, that you have led with your love this nation which you have redeemed. And also on the purpose of all of this, and you are guiding us now to bring us to your Beis Hamikdash in Eretz Yisrael, which is the ultimate of all of this that has taken place. In the Mechilta, Mechilta asks, the two words are used here, Nochise v'chazdecho, you have led us out with chesed. Chesed means kindness and love. And then it states, Nehalto v'ozecho, and you have led us with strength, with your strength, oz. Oz means a fierce might and strength. And these two words seem to be contrary to each other. You have led us out with your great love and chesed. And the halt of the ozecho, el neve kochecho. And you have guided us with fierce strength and might. This is what the Mechilta asks. So the Mechilta says as follows. Chesed osisi monu, shelohoyo biyodeinu masim, shenemar chazdi Hashem askir. When it came to the geula, to the redemption, nochise v'chaz doch amzugo alto, the redemption was with chesed, was with love, because our deeds did not merit a redemption. There's a lot that we can learn from here about the geula ha'asida, about the redemption that in Yirtzeh Hashem will take place b'mehera v'yameinu. Klal Yisrael said, we will always remember the chesed of Hashem, the loving kindness of Hashem, when you redeemed us. What was the loving kindness? Because that was not with deen. That was not because we were deserving of it. We had, it states, orum ve'oryo. You were naked from all mitzvahs. But it was because of the great love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for Abraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov and Israel that he took us out of Egypt. This that he is bringing us to his land and to his Beis HaMikdosh, that's with ozecho, oz. That's not with chesed, that's with strength and might. What does that mean? That's b'schus ha-Torah. Oz refers to Torah. Shenemar Hashem oz le'amo yitein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives strength to his nation. This refers to his Torah. And also it refers to Malchus Beis David, to the kingship of the house of David, as it states, Vayitein oz le'malkei. That this word oz, strength and might, is written by the household of David HaMelech. Coming to the Beis HaMikdosh, there we need more than chesed. There it will be in the schus, in the great merit of Torah and David HaMelech. The explanation in this is because to be redeemed, that it would suffice the loving kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to come to the level of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdosh, that loving kindness of Hashem is not sufficient, because that's the perfection of the world. Bizman HaBeis HaMikdosh, during the time there was the Beis HaMikdosh and Klal Yisrael was Alan Mosom and all of Yisrael were in their land, and Yerushalayim was the Ir HaKodesh, the sanctified city of the world. This was the perfection of the world. And this again will be in the times of the seed of David HaMelech, of the Melech HaMashiach. Chesed is not sufficient for that. But Yisrael will have to come to enormous perfection to take their rightful place there. So that will be b'schus ha-Torah, with the merit of the Torah of Yisrael and the merit of the house of David. So that's why it states that when it came to Geula, Nochiste v'chazdo hamzugo olto, that this nation you redeemed because of your great love for them, even though they were not deserving. But nehalte v'ozechel nevei kotshecho, but you led us, you will lead us, or you have led us to your dwelling place, to your Beis HaMikdosh. That will be in the schus of ozecho, that will be through your oath, through your great might, which refers to your Torah and the house of David. Because Torah is what will bring Hatov v'Ayosho to the world.
The world has to be good and it has to be upright to deserve Eretz Yisrael and to deserve the Beis Hamikdash. Chesed won't be enough. And it's Torah that will bring goodness and uprightness to the world. And also it will be Malchus Beis David, the royalty of the house of David. Now it's interesting to note that they are referred to as Oz. Hashem Oz La'amo Yitain, that Hashem gave strength, and strength refers to Torah, to his nation. Or Vayitain Oz L'Malkei, or he gave strength to his king, to David. This refers to David. Because Torah rules, and the one that was chosen to rule and represent Torah in the world was the house of David. As it states, Lo Yosher Shevet Miyehuda. The staff of Yehuda will never be removed from kingship, Midavid Be'elech, from his descendant David and onwards. And when a ruler rules, it must be with great strength, because there are many enemies of Tov and there are many enemies of Yosher. There are many opponents to goodness in the world, and there are many opponents to uprightness in the world. And this, tragically, we see all of the time. The world is filled with greed. It's filled with deceit. It's filled with all types of people and all types of nations that want to exploit everything for their own interests. So therefore, a ruler has to be strong. He has to be more than strong. He needs oaths. Oz is the word of strength and might. Actually, Oz is the word that is given to the Nomer. Havi Az Kinomer. The leopard is the most courageous of all of the animals. Actually, the naturalists write that when it comes to a wild leopard, you can't turn him back. There's no turning him back. He keeps charging. He's not afraid. And on Torah it states, Eshtas. Torah is a law of fire. Just like a fire. You can't turn a fire back. That's how Torah is against those who oppose that what is good and upright. So when we will come to that level, it will be through the Shchus of Torah and the Chus of Beis David. Now, what is meant with Beis David? Why the house of David? The Maral writes like this. Dover ze yodua. It is well known. Ki hamelech maniga am lohavim el hayeshu hashlemus. It's well known theoretically, but not practically. It is a well known fact, the Maral writes, in Gevuras Hashem. Gevuras Hashem, Perek Mem Zayin. That it is the king who has the charge and the responsibility to lead his nation in an upright path and to bring them to perfection. This is the responsibility of the king. Now, what is meant by this? What is meant by this is that the leader of the nation, or the leaders of the nation, the king, the memshala, the government, what is a king supposed to be? What is a government supposed to be? They are supposed to be leaders. They are supposed to be role models for the people who follow them. They are supposed to, states HaMelech Peretz Geder, they are supposed to set the way in which the nation will follow. They set examples of goodness and the nation look and they listen and they learn. They set examples of uprightness and the nations follow. Their nation follows. They oppose what is wicked. They destroy what is wicked. And they bring goodness, tov v'yosher, goodness and uprightness to the land. This is something which is very foreign to us. Because unfortunately, even tragically, today governments of the world are a joke today. I mean, they're riddled with scandal. They're riddled with deceit, with greed, with war, with shfichas domim, with bloodshed, with promiscuity, whatever you want, be it a government, be it a monarchy, whatever it is, who are generally only interested in their own personal interests or the interests of the particular nation, even at the cost of what all is good and all is upright. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen the base David to bring the world to uprightness. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I cannot place much reliance on leaders of the so-called leaders of the world. You have what is known as the United Nations, leadership of the world. And therefore, he says, Malchus Beis David, Hashem Yisborach Rotzo B'Malchus Lahanig Es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose David because David and his descendants can fulfill this task. David was a great warrior. What was he a warrior against? He was a warrior against evil. His sword cut down everything that was evil. And therefore, Tinu Oz L'Malkai. So when it came to redemption, that we can rely on Chesed Hashem. The same thing in the Gula Asido. The redemption that will come because of the long Golus, we might not be able to present too many great deeds to the Almighty. But we can rely on His Chesed that He'll redeem us. But to come to the level of Novei Kotshecho, of His Beis HaMikdosh, that Chesed won't help. That's the Yosher, to be Miyasher, the perfection of the world, to straighten out the world. That will have to come through enormous levels and labor in Torah and through a Malchus Beis David, a monarchy that will bring the world into order. And this is Malchus Beis David. So, Bishchus HaTorah u Bishchus Malchus Beis David. Now we'll go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk states, Shomu amim yirgozun chiloch hajesh vipeloshus. Nations heard and they trembled. Terror and pains took a hold of the dwellers of Philistia, of the Philistines. And then the next pasuk states, Oz nivalu alafei adoim, Eile mayav yochazei morad, No mogu kol yeshvei chonoan. Then the chiefs of Edom became panic-stricken. The mighty giants of Moab were seized with trembling, and all of the inhabitants of Canaan melted away. Now here,
we're speaking of a great fear. Shomo Am Yirgozum. A fear which is, these are all different types of fears. A fear which is called Yirgozum, which is a trembling, a chil. Shomo Am Yirgozum, chil Ocha Jeish Pipaloshes. And a chil, which is a terror. And Nivhalu. Nifalu is boholo, a panic. And rad, another type of fear. Namogu, and namogu is even more. Namogu is where they just, nomus, melted. They became melted from the fear. And we mention here nations in general, and then in particular the Plishtim, the Philistines. And then we mention Edom. Edom, that was Esav. Then we mention Moab. Moab was one of the nations that was born from the union between Lot and his daughter. And then we mention Canaan. Canaan were the nations that were occupying Eretz Yisrael. Now this also refers to the great miracle of the saving of Klal Yisrael. We are no longer now speaking of the Churban of the Egyptians, but we are praising Hashem on the saving of Klal Yisrael and the Tachlis and the ultimate. Because now all of the other nations were afraid to come and make more war with Israel. So this was an additional dimension in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected Israel. Actually, because of this is why Amalek is such a hated enemy. Because all of the other nations were stricken with panic and fear when they heard what happened. But then it states, Vayove Amalek, Amalek came to make war. Had Amalek not come to make war, then no nation would have had the guts to start up with Israel. So this is an additional dimension in the Yeshua and the salvation of Klal Yisrael, and also in Yisrael reaching their Tachlis, their ultimate. Because they are going to come into these lands. In regards to Bias or it's coming into Eretz Yisrael. Now the Mechilta brings, what were they so afraid of? Say Shomo Amim Yirgozu. They heard and they became afraid. They actually were afraid of both things that we were speaking about. It says, firstly, it says, Kivan Shishomu al Umais, Sheovad Pari Vechelo Biyam, since the nations heard that Pari and his armies were lost at the sea, Ubalchus Amitzrim, Amitzrayim, Betela, and the empire of Egypt is no more. Now this is something, this is a phenomenon, because the empire of Egypt was the mightiest empire in the world at that time. And all of a sudden they are no more. It states that Hashem Nilcham Lehem B'Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was fighting for them, just as he fought for Israel on the sea, he also fought against the Egyptians in Egypt. So all of a sudden they hear that Pare and his mighty enemy and his mighty army was lost at sea, Malchus HaMitzrayim Batela, and the empire of Egypt is no more. And not only that, V'nasish Fotim Ba'avedah Zoresh Alehem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took judgment against all of his idolatry. Shabbos we spoke that the first plague was where the Nile was turned into blood. Why? Because it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu strikes at people's idolatries, at people's ideologies first. And Egypt worshipped the Nile. So the Nile was stricken. So his chilu meragzin. So they started to tremble. Therefore it states, Shomo Amim Yirgozu. The nations heard and they trembled. This was one thing they heard. This was the destruction of the enemy. What's the second thing they heard? Dovarache Shomo Amim Yirgozun, Kivan Shishomo Umay Shakorish Borhu Magbiya Kanon Shal Yisrael.
Since the nations heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has lifted the crown of Israel, u'machnisem lo'oretz, and he's bringing them into Eretz Yisrael, hischilu misragzin. So now they started to tremble. So they were trembling from both aspects. When they heard of the destruction of Egypt through great miracles, and the uplifting of Klal Yisrael through great miracles. Now, this was Amim in general. This is other nations in general. In particular, it states, Chil Ochaz Yesh Vipaloshes, the Philistines. They in particular trembled. Why? The Mechilta brings two reasons. Firstly, it states, Kivan Shishoma Peloshes Yisrael Nichnosin Loretz. The Peloshes, the Philistines, lived right near Eretz Yisrael. So they heard that Klal Yisrael is coming towards Eretz Yisrael, and they're close by, and they weren't that far from Egypt. So they became afraid. And they said, Ein lohem derech b'chol mokem el aleinu. The only way they can get to their land is through us. Heim boim. And they're going to come, u'machribim atzeinu. They're going to come and destroy our land. So this is one reason why they were so afraid. A second reason the Mechilta brings why they were so afraid, and this Rashi mentions, is Bo le'erer al b'nei Ephraim. Shnemar b'nei Ephraim, the children of Ephraim didn't want to wait till the cage. You know, the people were getting impatient. They were in Egypt for 210 years. And they were enslaved. And their lives were embittered for many, many years. And they were becoming enslaved. Actually, they were becoming impatient. And they wanted to get out. And Israel, states are Azim Shebu'umais. Israel also are mighty people. And there were those who were very militant, and they wanted to break out, and they didn't want to wait till the cage, till the determined time when they would come out. So the B'nai Ephraim would state, Miharu Es HaKetz. They went out before the time. And they weren't allowed, they weren't supposed to do that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them take a shvua. And this applies to our Golus also, to our exile also. He made us take a shvua, an oath, that we would not be over as our kids, that we would not force the Golus to come to an end before he called it to a halt. It states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekayim as our Golus. We are not in exile then, and we are not in exile now merely because of circumstances. One might think that we're in exile because of the nations of the world. We are no more in exile today because of the nations of the world than we were in exile then because of Egypt. Because, besides the fact that it's contrary to what the Torah writes, it's also contrary to logic. You don't find where one nation can, or nations overpower other nations for so many hundreds of years. If you follow history, you see history is very fluid. It's constantly changing. But it doesn't go on, it doesn't stay like that for hundreds of years, or like Argolus for 2,000 years. The reason why Klal Yisrael were in exile then is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that they should be in exile. He said, that your children will be gating strangers be'eretz le'lahem, and in a land which is not theirs, for 400 years. So this was his decree. And when the decree came to an end, then it states immediately Etzem Hayom, on that very day, they went out. So the time to go into exile was determined, the time to be in exile was determined, and the time of the Gula of the redemption was determined. This is the same thing with our exile. Maral writes in many places, he says it's totally contrary to all human understanding that one nation could be chased from one place to the other in the world and barred from their land. Well, like we have a situation where the land is always in under threat of the other nations for so many hundreds of years. For 2,000 years. This time it was 1,500 years. But this is the decree. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayem es hagolus. The reason why we're in hagolus, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed it should be this way. And he decrees when the golus begins, and he decrees when the golus ends. So therefore the Gemara brings at the end of Masechta Ksuvos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu established that shalei yitchuku esakeitz, shalei yale becheime, that we are not supposed to force an end to the exile. Now the Bnei Ephraim, though, were very, very impatient and very militant, and they didn't want to wait. So they went out by force, and the Philistines killed them. It states, this Rashi brings it. Rashi says, "Mibnei shehorgu es bnei Ephraim shemiaru es haketz v'yotzu bechazoko." The Philistines killed the bnei Ephraim, the children of Ephraim. They tried to hurry up the date of the end of the golus, and they went out bechazoko with militancy. Kemefurish bedivrei ayomim v'horgum anshei goth. So therefore now the Philistines were very afraid, because they thought now Klal Yisrael would come and take revenge. So they became afraid. Now it states further, after the Philistines, it states, Oz Nivalu Alufei Edom. Edom became afraid. And Ele Ma'av Yechazei Moroad, and Moab became afraid. Now here the Mechilta asks the question, why did Edom become afraid and why did Moab become afraid? If you say they were afraid because Israel and all is coming out so strongly, so they're going to come and take our land away from us. No, they didn't have to be afraid of that, because in the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them explicitly that atem evrim begvul acheichem b'nei Esav, that when you go into the boundaries, near the boundaries of your brother Esav, al tishkor bo milchoma, you are not allowed to touch their land, you are not allowed to engage them in war, because Yerushalayim Esav, this is an inheritance to Esav. So why were they afraid? So on this the Mechilta brings, they were afraid mibnei aninus. Firstly, they were all upset because of the glory of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi brings this down. He says, "Mibnei aninu shoyim isainanim umitztarim al kfeidim shel Yisrael." They were very upset on the glory of Klal Yisrael. We have certain nations which historically are enemies of ours, and they become very upset when something good happens to Klal Yisrael. So therefore they were upset over this. The Maral brings also another reason. At this moment, like we mentioned, Klal Yisrael acquired an enormous level, this level of chayrus, of freedom, this level where they were becoming a nation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when they were elevated and the other nations left behind, this caused a great conflict, a great isnagdus. And therefore these nations could not find peace with Israel. This is one of the reasons. This is one of the reasons why we find anti-Semitism in the world. When Klal Yisrael became elevated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, other nations, many of them, made war with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They made war with Klal Yisrael. Actually, there's a Gemara that brings it. Har Sinai comes from the word Sina, hatred. Sheyoda Sina La'ilam. Hatred came to the world from Har Sinai. Why should it? From there came Torah. But there were a lot of nations that couldn't handle this. When Klal Yisrael ascended and received the perfection of the Torah, this created a division between they and other nations. Then they also bring that Edom was also afraid. Achshav heim boim la'or meriva shesota mavino le'avihem. Now also they were afraid that Klal Yisrael would come and take revenge against Esav because he caused so much sorrow to Yaakov. So this is why they were afraid. Eli Ma'ev. Why was Moav afraid? If it's because they're coming to inherit the land, that's also not. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that when you go near the land of Moab, Al Totzer es Moab, you're not allowed to cause them any tzar, this land is not yours. So also they said that they became afraid because there was a, at one time there was a machlekes, there was a reeve, a dispute between Rei Avraham and Rei Lot, the shepherds of Avraham and the shepherds of Lot. And because of this, the two separated and they went in different directions. And now they were afraid that Yisrael was coming to take revenge against this. Now all of this shows, what this represents is that the differences between the nations. Esav cannot make peace with Israel. And therefore, great fear came to them because they thought that Israel would come to take revenge. Moab, the nations that came from Lot, cannot make peace with Israel. So therefore, great fear came to them. Pelosius, the Philistines, cannot make peace with Israel. So therefore great fear came to them because they thought they saw the carnage of Israel, the crown of Israel rising, and they became afraid. Now each one was closer. Then finally it states Yeshve Kanan. It says on Yeshve Kanaan Nomogu called Yeshve Kanaan, that all of the dwellers of Canaan became melted. Now what does that mean? The dwellers of Canaan became melted. They had a real reason to be afraid. They said like this. Kiven sheshomu yesh fi Canaan, shoma HaKadosh Baruch Hu lemeisha, rak me'ori ha'amim kim hachrein tachrimom, Tachrimim. When the dwellers of Canaan, these are the dwellers of Eretz Yisrael, when they heard that Yisrael was coming out of Egypt, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that the reason why I'm bringing you out of Egypt is to bring you to the land which I promised Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and to my Beis Hamikdash. And on that land, you are to chase out all of the nations who are living there because they are wicked nations, and you are totally destroy them. So they said, Elu ve'elu lo hayom ishori in ela memeinom aminikseihem. The other nations really don't have to fear much, they only have to worry about their money and their property. Avo aleinu einan boim ela lechaleseinu. But against us, the Canaanim said, they are coming to totally destroy us, and to take our land. Therefore, hischilu lahumam. Therefore, they became panicky. The nomas kol leiv, and they nomogu. Nomogu, they melted. All hearts were melted. This is, we find later on that this prophecy was fulfilled in Yeshua, Sefer Yeshua. In Sefer Yeshua, Perek Beis, Posuk Tes, when Yeshua sent the Malochim, he sent messengers into Eretz Canaan, into Eretz Yisrael, to spy out the land, to see how they can attack. And they went to Yericho, they went to Jericho, and they came to Rochav, they came to the house of Rochav. Vateime el Anoshim, and she said to them, Yodati ki nosan Hashem lochem es oretz. I know that Hashem has given to you this land. And fear and terror has fallen upon us. And all of the dwellers of the land have melted before you. See, so you see that this prophecy was fulfilled exactly. Namogu, that they will melt. And this is what she said. And all of the dwellers of the land have melted away before you. She was telling them, you have nothing to worry about. There'll be no resistance. No resistance of substance. Now why? Why have they melted away? Because we have heard how the Almighty has dried up the waters of the Red Sea. Bipneichem, before you, Betzeischem, Mimitzroyim, when you went out of Egypt. And then what took place later on? And we have heard, and our hearts have melted. And there is no spirit left in any man before you. Ki Hashem Elokeichem hu Elokim b'shamayim mimal v'alorus mitochas. Because we realize that your God is the God in the heavens and in the earth. So this was all fulfilled. So these are the three psukim which we dwelled on this evening. The first was Notiso, the Nochiso v'chazducho amzuko alto, that you have taken us out with your love, this nation that you have redeemed. So there we said that the geula, the redemption, was with love. Nehaltev ozuch el nevei kotshecho, and you have taken us, you will be taking us to your holy sanctuary. But that will be the ozuch with strength. That can't be with kindness alone. Because to come to that level, we will need oz, the strength of Torah, and the oz of the Malchus Beis David, of the kingship of David. Shomu amim yirgozun, the nations heard, and they trembled, chilocha jesvi faloshes, and the fear took hold of the dwellers of the Philistines. They were the first ones who became afraid, because they were the closest. And oz nivalu alafei adom, and then Edom became afraid, because this was Esau. They were becoming afraid because Klal Yisrael was rising, and now there was a great distinction between the nations. And Ele Moab Yochazei Moroad, and then Moab became afraid. Each one is a little further away. And Namogu Kol Yeshvei Kanaan, until all of the hearts of the people of Canaan melted. Now this has to do, as we mentioned, with the great Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, because their enemies were falling by the wayside without Yisrael having to do anything. And actually it states that had Amalek not come to make war, then we wouldn't have had any wars. This is why Amalek is so hated, because he brought war against Klal Yisrael. because all of the nations were stricken with terror. And also this is coming to pave the way for the purpose of the splitting of the sea, and that's the Bias Oretz, to come to receive the Torah and to Eretz Yisrael and to Beis Hamikdash. And this is how it was fulfilled, that when Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, so Rachav told his messengers, you have nothing to worry about. The hearts of all Kol Yeshvei Oretz, all of the people of this land, have melted before you, and you have nothing to worry about. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that dried up the sea, he has seen for sure that you will conquer this land also. And from this we can learn Yirtzeh Hashem to the Gula Asida, to the redemption which will come, that Yirtzeh Hashem we will see great miracles, not only of the destruction of all of the enemies of Israel, but the great Yeshuas, the great uplifting and salvation of Klal Yisrael, and then to be brought to Eretz Yisrael and to his Beis HaMikdash. B'mheira v'yomeinu, Amen.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.